But all these other people.
Before the cruise ends, everyone will have the experience of vibration raising. In other words, it's just a natural consequence of being in an environment where you are focused upon less things that hold your resistance down. And of course, you understand that your vibration is naturally in that raised place because you are much more this non-physical being than you are the physical being. And so the less engaged you are on physical aspects that hold you down and the less chronically focused you are on them, then the more the vibration of your being is allowed by you to raise. So it's natural. Jerry was commenting to Esther that he can feel, even in the opening remarks of a seminar such as yesterday, that Esther used the words as they were having lunch today, under Abraham's spell. And she doesn't mean under Abraham's spell in that sense. She means focusing upon thoughts or words in a long enough sequence that resistance goes by the wayside and a natural raising of vibration occurs. And that's what you're talking about. We are forever, in everything that we are offering, looking for the path of least resistance to assist whoever we're visiting with to have an energy-raising experience. As we were playing with you about being screwed up, after many, many, many minutes of conversation, it was fun to tease you a little bit. We found that to be the path of least resistance. In other words, all we did was reflect your words right back to you in a way that you heard it, and it was an energy-moving experience for you, where someone else taking it out of context or even hearing it from their perspective would not realize that that was the intention and that was the result. So when we talk about an energy-raising experience, especially something that happens in a group format, we have to take into consideration that everybody's sort of in a different place. And the raising of energy, what we're getting at here is there is no destination that we are trying to get you to achieve. There is not a vibrational frequency that we are necessarily trying to raise you to. It's just an improvement from wherever you are. It's why so many of our words are about reaching for thoughts that give you a feeling of relief, you see. So when your reason for wanting an energy raising experience is because your energy feels like it needs to be raised, an energy raising experience isn't the best way to go. In other words, it's sort of like trying too hard. It's sort of amplified. So we want to ask of you, what is your intention personally about this?
Well, I had, when I experienced it then on the Mexico cruise, I had never experienced you doing that before or heard it on any workshop recording or anything.
We ordinarily don't do it for the reason that we just expressed.
But what it gave me was I felt the energy change, and I just felt something I had never felt before. And I don't know if you hadn't used the words, we're going to raise the energy or amp up the energy, I think you said. I don't know if I would have experienced it as that, but I experienced something. And it was a change in my vibration. And I experienced it as something that felt good. And then later I thought, well, okay, what was that? And I think it was that it was, I just achieved a higher vibration than what I'm normally at. And that was my other question. Actually, the question that I've been thinking about asking you for the last couple weeks, you almost completely answered to the other people that were on the hot seat this afternoon about being overjoyed. And when you get, because I feel that my set point of vibration is very high. And I'm almost always happy. And when I'm not, I can usually, get back to that set point fairly easily. But what I find happens to me sometimes, just, and it doesn't seem to be in response to a particular thought, something will just whoosh through me that feels happier than happy and overjoyed, I guess, just more joyful than what I'm used to. And I recognize it as being, I think what you said, like it would burn out your circuits if you stayed there too long. And then what I find myself doing is thinking a thought like, oh, well, my client didn't pay me, or, oh, I should call my son or something. And it's like I'm purposely